Welcome to the first edition of the TeachNet podcast. This afternoon, or this morning, or whatever time you're listening to, we will have a discussion on what TeachNet is, and you will hear the voices of Dr. Deirdre Butler from St. Patrick's College of Education. We have Michael Hallisey, who is Director of Learning with the Digital Hub, and we also have John Hurley, who is also a Director of Learning with the Digital Hub. These three people have been instrumental in bringing TeachNet to the Educational Services of Ireland, and we're going to talk today all about TeachNet. So let's begin with Deirdre. Deirdre, can you tell me, please, what is TeachNet?
Hi, Cliff. Great to be here. TeachNet is a project of St. Patrick's College, and it's been running now for 7 years. And the partners we have sharing this project with us are Teachers Network New York, and we also have some affiliates right across the states, and we have a sister partner as well in the UK.
And what's TeachNet for, and who uses it?
It's the motto of TeachNet is by teachers, for teachers. And at the moment, we have primary school and secondary school teachers right across Ireland using it, but as well as that, we have teachers tapping in from all around the world, not just the UK or USA, but we've had interest from right across many countries across Europe and other places, looking at the projects we develop for teachers, yes, by teachers.
Michael, can you tell me, how did TeachNet get started?
Well, TeachNet started first day when a group from Teachers Network came to Ireland to find a host institution for the project. And initially, John and I worked in the NCTE, and we came across the project. And we then, on leaving the NCTE, we approached St. Patrick's College to host the project in Ireland. And it's, as Deirdre said, it's been on the go now for seven years.
And what sort of things would a teacher see if they visit the TeachNet website? Maybe, John, you might tell us a little bit about what they see there.
Well, as Deirdre just said there, we work with both primary and second level teachers in all subject areas. And really, I suppose what the project is about is supporting teachers to develop online resources for use by other teachers. To date, I think it's about 400 projects which have been developed by teachers, and they're available from teachnet.ie. You can go in there, you'll see it's broken up into primary, into junior cycle secondary, and senior cycle at secondary, and then there's a subject breakdown under each of those. And once you drill down through there, you'll find a whole array of projects. And I suppose really what we're trying to do is to encourage teachers to look at, you know, project-based learning in a classroom setting. So all of the projects have been developed by the teachers with their classes and have been tried and tested in the classes.
And this bank of resources, I take it, is free for any teacher to access.
Well, a key part of TeachNet is that we're trying to create and develop resources badly needed by Irish teachers. You know, I suppose things haven't changed a whole lot in the 7 years that TeachNet has been around, in that there's very little funding for schools to buy software and interactive resources and so on. So we see ourselves as filling out, trying to fill that gap that's there. That wouldn't be possible without the funding from the City Group, Citibank Foundation,
yes,
and you know, other partners like Microsoft have been very instrumental in that as well, because they see, yes, the importance of having, you know, resources available in the classroom for teachers.
Deirdre, could you tell me a little bit more about the partners in TeachNet and how you've worked with them?
Over the last 7 years, we have been very fortunate to receive a large tranche of funding from Citibank, which has enabled us to set in motion all these projects and provide grants for teachers who develop projects. Microsoft were instrumental. They came on board 4 years ago as well, and particularly with the innovative teacher side of the TeachNet project. And as well as that, we had some funding from the NCTE as well. So it's because of the funding network we had, we were able to provide grants to teachers to enable them to develop their projects.
I see. So a teacher getting involved with TeachNet and who wants to develop a resource will get some kind of assistance financially to do this.
Yes, we provide grants of approximately €750 to a teacher, and it's mainly to offset the expenses they incur in developing their project in the classroom.
Right. Okay, and can you tell me, you mentioned Microsoft there, they've been one of the partners, you're doing some work with them still in their
Yes, capacity. We've been very fortunate in the fact that we've involved the Innovative Teacher Programme, and through that we've had some Innovative Teacher forums here where we brought some of the interesting projects around the country together, and we were able to send teachers to the European events.
Yes.
And at those European events we had several winners, where Irish teachers were recognised not only on a European level.
Right.
We had Ronan Ward, who lives here. He won the Innovative Teacher at European level for community. Then we had Tommy Marr, who won actually the World Innovative Teacher for content. And we have now Kate O'Connell, who's actually going to Hong Kong now. She won the European event to represent Ireland at the community level as well. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping for a great success there. As part of that as well, I've been invited to be involved in the International Advisory Board for Microsoft's Partners in Learning.
Yes.
For the next 5 years as well, to provide input on what they see as the most beneficial things moving forward in education and technology.
Well, I think we have a very good overview now of what TeachNet is and who it's for and what people can find there. Michael, could you tell me a little more, please, about what are the plans for the project this year and into the future?
Yes, I mean, I think as has been mentioned by both Deirdre and John already, teacher professional development, we feel, is a very strong part of TeachNet. We feel that teachers, we see teachers very much as a professional, a learning professional, and TeachNet has from the outset provided training or professional development for teachers. We've done various kinds of stuff around applications initially, but more and more we're looking now at how you can use technology in your classroom. So for this year, there's going to be a major focus on Web 2, using Web 2 technologies, and you know, helping teachers to discover.
And when you say Web 2 technologies, what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean technologies such as podcasting.
Yes.
Wikis and blogs, I suppose, just to keep it simple for now. These are technologies that have been around for maybe 3 or 4 years. There is definitely a growing body of research on how these technologies can be used by teachers and by students. And I suppose they fit with TeachNet because TeachNet is very much focused on the teacher at the end of a piece of professional development producing something, some artifact. So we see a podcast like we're creating today as a piece of content,
yes,
and we see that they can be used in across the curriculum for literacy, numeracy, etc., etc.
Very good. Well, that sounds very much like 21st century learning to me, and I know that's one of the topics you have quite a strong personal interest in. John, tell me a little more, please, about the professional development and the support to teachers in TeachNet.
Yeah, I suppose as we're saying there, right, we've been looking at, you know, Web 2 and, as you say, 21st century learning and its impact and possibilities for education. And I suppose it's important that we're doing it ourselves first, and hence, like, you know, we have the podcasting section on the website, we have the blog section on the website, and that's providing, you know, ideas for teachers on good tools that are out there, as well as having all of the resources that we mentioned earlier on. But another area, like, we have been doing a lot of professional development over the past few years, but that's been very much focused on the, you know, the 40 or 50 or so teachers per year that come on the project and are developing something.
Yes.
We're looking now, and with St. Patrick's College, we feel that there's a huge opportunity there for teaching it to kind of reach out to other groups of teachers out there. We've already been doing that in kind of informal ways and through, you know, running workshops here on a face-to-face basis and that. But so we're looking at developing a range of professional development courses aimed at teachers that can be taken during the summer or can be taken during the year, and we think that, you know, we've a lot to offer in that regard, and so that's a particular focus for us now at the moment.
Okay, and if a teacher wanted to come into TeachNet and become actively involved, say, in the process of developing a resource of some kind, what's the procedure for a teacher to do that?
Well, I suppose, go back to our roots, right? Our roots came from, you know, the teachers' network in the United States, right?
Okay.
And, you know, it's very much about developing a network of teachers and teachers supporting each other, as well as, you know, we providing some supports to teachers, and we have a mentor team that works with us to do that. But we're very interested in, you know, having that kind of online network of, mm-hmm. of teachers where they can share ideas, share resources, share information, and I suppose help each other in looking at, you know, how technology can be applied in the classroom. And whether that's through the courses or through the blogs or through, you know, the ideas and you know, the podcasts, we think that we have a role to play, and, you know, others aren't, we feel, doing it maybe, yes, to the extent it should be. So that's where we want to try and support teachers. But it's very much allowing teachers to support each other.
Each other. But yeah. Well, that's a very good model. And, yeah. Deirdre, would you say now that you're trying to encourage teachers who might feel a little bit fearful of integrating technology into their teaching, is TeachNet going to be something that they could come to, and this is going to give them the necessary inspiration and tools to start using technology more constructively?
Yes, I would say straight off that that is what we'd hope to achieve. The mission statement of the college has always been to reach out to the practicing teacher in the classroom, and we hope that TeachNet will provide that centre or place,
yes,
where they can actually sort of log on, see what's there, see what's available. They can avail of the resources that are there for use in the classroom at that level, or they can actually get involved themselves, just take a course in, yes, a particular aspect, or they can actually move forward to actually developing a project themselves. The most important aspect is that they are part of a community, a community of practice. And that's always been the focus of the college, is to develop these communities of practice, mm-hmm, and reach out to the classroom teacher in the classroom.
That model clearly can encourage teachers of all skill levels to come in and be involved. Michael, any important dates for this year, or what's going to happen this year with TeachNet?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose the key dates really are towards the end of October. We would expect to have the majority of the applications in from teachers. So if anybody out there is listening, even after October, they should go to www.teachnet.ie and they'll be able to submit an online application form. Once we get the applications in from the teachers, we will give feedback on the applications. We like to work with people and help them to develop their ideas, and that's where, again, the teacher professional development this year will come in, that we have a number of what we think are core modules that they will participate in, and there will be a significant degree of self-directed learning from those teachers,
yes,
and some feedback. And then we're hoping to have the majority of those projects finalised by the end of January, and then have an award ceremony in the spring. So one of the key things that we're hoping to look at as well is this whole notion of accreditation.
Yeah, what's that now?
Well, I mean, I'll get Deirdre maybe to elaborate a bit more on it, but I think that we're looking more and more that TeachNet teachers spend a significant amount of time on their projects.
Yes.
And we're firm believers that if they put in the effort and put in, you know, if they're interested in obtaining some accreditation for it, that they can do that. And maybe Deirdre could give you a quick blast on that.
Okay, so Deirdre, a teacher then who wants to upskill themselves and get accreditation for that, how does TeachNet do that for them?
What TeachNet was useful in doing was providing a flexible modular structure. The one-size-fits-all doesn't suit everybody, or what was typically called the drive-by workshop or one-stop workshop. And what we wanted to do was connect professional development with the actual classroom practice, what, yeah, was happening in the ground for a teacher. So what people are doing now is they can take modules in web design, project-based learning, and we have a number of modules teachers can take. Once they take those modules, they build up three of those, then they can move forward to developing a school-based project, okay, which can be their project they're developing for TeachNet. And that will bring them up to a postgraduate certificate. And then if they want to go to postgraduate diploma, they can take another module of a dissertation based around, the project they developed in the classroom. So it's tying research to classroom practice. And then they may bow out at that stage at postgraduate diploma level, or they may decide to actually move forward to a master's. Okay. And by doing the postgraduate diploma, it's equal to half the credits of a master's. So it's a flexible structure within which a teacher can get postgraduate credit and professional development, personal development for themselves as well.
Well, what I'm getting then from the discussion today then is that TeachNet is for all teachers. Whether you want to develop a resource or not, please come into the TeachNet website, look around have a look at what TeachNet is, play with the resources, see how TeachNet suits you. And if you consider taking a course, there'll be courses for teachers, and there's also the possibility of people developing their own material and getting accreditation. So I think we've had a good discussion here on what TeachNet is. Just in relation to the TeachNet podcast, this is going to be a regular feature of TeachNet, and we would like to invite you, if you're a listener, to come in and take part in the discussion if you'd like to, or if you have any ideas for topics you would like the TeachNet podcast to address and discuss over the next time, please email in your suggestions. Is there an email address for that, Michael?
Yeah, info@teachnet.ie.
John, have you anything else you'd like to add now before we close the show today?
Well, just to say that I think there's huge potential for whether it's Web 2 or the professional development aspect. We're very excited. I suppose over the past few years, we've been honing in on some of the skills ourselves that are required and trying to get our heads around. You know, there's lots of, you know, terminology out there on Web 2 and so on. And what we're trying to do really is make, you know, this whole technology thing simple for teachers, but you know that it's useful and it's adding to the teaching and learning that's happening in the classroom.
Thank you very much. So thank you, Michael, Deirdre, John. This is Clifford Brown, your host on TeachNet Podcast. Until the next show, goodbye.